Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written by Bob Gack. The scripture is Exodus chapter 35, verse 4 through chapter 36, verse 7. Exodus 35 begins with Moses commanding that the Israelites were to work 6 days and on the seventh to rest under penalty of death. The work to be done was as God instructed. Exodus 35 then continues to describe how the tabernacle was to be built and by whom. The list of offerings and labors is extensive. It brought to my mind the trips I have made to some of the great cathedrals in Europe. The architecture and riches observed are truly awe-inspiring. It is clear that these were not built and adorned with riches by governments, but by the contributions and offerings of labor and money of individuals who were honoring God. What we are witnessing in this scripture is the generosity of the people. God had delivered them to the promised land, and they gave of their offerings and talents freely with gratitude. God did not compel the Israelites to give their contributions. They were free will offerings. Modern Christians are not commanded to give a certain amount of money to the church or to the poor, but a genuine Christian will see a tithe as an offering to God given as freely as God's love for us. In fact, God doesn't need our gifts. He owns everything anyway. He could have had the angels descend from heaven to build the tabernacle with materials made from heaven. But he didn't do that. Why? Because giving is not a chore. It is a blessing. God gave the opportunity to give. This was something that people took joy and pleasure in. They could be excited that they had this opportunity to serve God and help out in some small way. There could be a lot of motivations for giving. People give to be seen by others, like the rich people in the New Testament. What did Jesus think of their gift? People give because they feel compelled to give. Their own consciences shame them into giving. What does God think of this kind of giver? Some people give as a habit or a ritual because they have always given. But God loves a cheerful giver, a willing giver. Giving should not be a chore. It should not be a burden. It should not be grudging, and it should not be because we feel guilty. Our motivation should be one of a joyful response to God's many gifts to us. We should love to share from the grace that God has given to us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for showing me what generosity looks like. I confess that at times it's easy for me to focus on things that don't matter. But today, I surrender to your will, trusting in you completely. Change the way I think and give me a generous heart. Make me aware of the resources I have and how I can use them to serve others. Help me to live a life that blesses others just as you have richly blessed me. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.